The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardener's Supply, offering locally grown, earth-friendly, and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Roses can be viewed as the most desirable flower or just a pain to grow. It all depends on your attitude. As Abraham Lincoln once said, you can complain because roses have thorns, or you can rejoice because thorns have roses. Now, one of the challenges of roses is pruning, and now is the time to do it. In spring, it's easy to see any blackened, wintered, injured canes and live buds. Proper pruning invigorates the bush, creating more flowers and less disease. Landscape, shrub, and species roses need only minimal pruning. Remove dead, broken, or crossing canes, thin, spindly canes coming from the base of the bush, and one-third of the older canes. For hybrid roses, you'll do all of that and more, cutting back the height of all hybrid T and Floribunda canes by one-third. To encourage less disease, make cuts at a 45-degree angle, a quarter inch above an outward-facing bud. If you're new at this, try the Rugosa roses and the new Knockout roses. These are very forgiving roses that bloom in spite of the gardener. Now, here's this week's garden tip. Deter moles in your lawn by spraying castor oil. Moles hate the smell of it, will get agitated, and leave after a few days. Castor oil is safe for pets, wildlife, and people. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about dividing perennials. For now, I'll be seeing you in the garden.
The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardener's Supply, offering locally grown, earth-friendly, and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com. You can find more resources and follow the Vermont Garden Journal at vpr.net.